I mean, I think it's a different feeling. You know, we had a victory, so everybody's happy about that. But there are a lot of things that we have to correct from last week, so we still feel like we have a long way to go. Obviously, there will be guys smiling around when you see them, but we're in the meeting rooms. We're studying hard. We're out at walkthrough or practice. Guys are detailed and focused. It's a good team coming in, and in order for us to play well, we have to execute our game plan and fix the things that we didn't do well against the Colts.
This is also, I think, a chance for you guys to measure yourself again. I mean, Cincinnati's
every week. Every week's a chance to measure yourself.
It doesn't matter, kind of measurement, though, isn't it?
It doesn't matter who it is. Yeah, it's the NFL. I mean, veteran, rookie, everyone's talented. So it doesn't matter who it is. We're not a team. We can't go. I don't think there's one team in this league, and we've seen it, you know, from the Packers, the Saints, the Patriots. You just can't go out there and just line up and think you're going to beat someone. So every week is a different challenge. It's the same challenge or tougher, and we just have to continue to work. I mean, there's some things that we have to correct in order for us to be the team we want to be, and that starts off with – today studying and dialing our opponent.
Also, one of the other things going on is obviously Fred going into the pride of the Jaguars.
Right.
What kind of an influence was he on you when you got in the
league? Since day one. He was just open to, I could ask him any question, if it was on the field, off the field, money, women, whatever it was. You know, and Fred would give you the best answer he could. Very open about his personal experiences, which I was able to learn from. And then on the field as a player, I mean, the guy you see today, the player you see today is mainly because of what Fred did, how he taught me how to study defenses, study players, run. Obviously, the cutback scheme was something that was big of his that I adapted. And, you know, when you have a guy like that that's one of the top at his position in the league, you just have to, you know, I think he did a great job with not only teaching me, but Alvin Pierman, Tofield, Greg Jones. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that he taught. And, you know, he's done a great job, and I'm happy for him. You know, I don't think it'd be – thought they should have did it sooner, but I guess you have to wait a couple, like a year or so, until they rest of their retire. So I think he did a great job.
He only retired, like, in January or something, officially.
Yeah, so that's how it goes.
Do you have a particular Fred play? Like, if somebody says, what's the one defining
– Oh, the one Fred where he broke play? The 10,000 yards. I think it was an inside zone. He cut it back. Got vertical very quickly and then ran over the safety. You know, that was a typical Fred Taylor play from the time I was watching him a long time ago till when I started playing with him. So, you know, that play right there just defined his career. You know, for him to break 10,000 yards away, he's been running his whole life. It just shows what kind of player he is.
And, Morris, 3 weeks in, what do you like about this offense as compared to the previous one?
Well, I think in the previous one, you know, We had a lot of plays. This one, we do a lot of motions and shifts, different personnels. We didn't do that much in the last one. Same number of plays, similar type of plays, but different guys are doing different things. And Blaine has a great grasp of it. So I think that's the best part of it. Blaine understanding the offense. Where last year, you know, coming in without OTAs and coming from the scheme he came through in Missouri, he has a better grasp of his offense, and it's better fits for him.
Will that ultimately help you get the balance that you kind of talked about?
Yeah, I mean,
running and passing?
Well, I think so. I mean, it takes time, and in anything you do, you know, you a lot of people say, oh, you want to go out and throw for this many yards or this. A lot of these quarterbacks have been with the same receivers for a long time, or the same offensive line, same system. And so we're in the first year of this new system, and I think we're doing a great job as an offense. You know, we have some young receivers that are coming along, and we just got to continue to work. At the end of the day, we have to work to get our chemistry down in the passing game.
How nice is a healthy offensive line going to be written and read?
It's going to be great because, you know, the guys that did play that they'll be replacing have experience. So if anything else happens, we know we have valuable guys that can come off the bench and play. So it gives us depth at that position. And then obviously having the starters back, you know, they're the reason they're starters. So it's going to be great to have those guys back and back in the rotation, and just can't wait to see them play.
Coach Mularkey thinks Black may maybe press him a little bit, 4 catches through 3 games. You get the sense, do you say anything to him? How do you handle
No, Justin Blackman's a great player. I think he's obviously got the top DB of every team thus far. So, you know, that's kind of tough as a rookie to come in going against some of these top corners in the league. But, you know, I think he's done a great job, you know. When the ball is thrown to him, he's catching it. Other than that, he's running his routes doing a great job with that. Obviously, he wants to get the ball. I mean, we all want to touch the ball. Sometimes a defense, when a defense wants to shut you out, that's how they do it. They double cover you, or they put one of their top corners on you and play man under. And so, you know, it's just, that's part of the learned lesson in the league. You know, he'll be perfectly fine, though. I don't have any worries about him. You know, he's a great run blocker, so he'll be all right, too.